And we're having a few equipment problems here, but we'll be carrying on. I'm hoping to interview Kevin, I believe, who came to this. You were kind of, someone approached you on the street or on the sidewalk. What you came here to thank me for being here. Why did you do that?
Because I'm just curious.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Here we go. There you go. Yeah. You got it. So, what I can answer maybe one question or two. What can I help you with?
Just nothing. What are you doing right now?
Well, there are two things I'm doing. One is I'm helping publicize the record of Ryan Coonerty, who's running for mayor, who is a bad choice for people who are concerned with civil liberties for homeless people. That's my major interest. My major interest is I wrote this flyer, which talks about what the laws are in Santa Cruz that help criminalize homeless people. And that is something I don't like, something I want to see end. And that's pretty much why I'm here, hoping to get other people to agree with me, to learn more about the subject, and to do something about it. And also, I'm against the war, and I'm against U.S. support for the war. Hey, man. Hey, well, why not? Come on, you can do it. Excuse me, I have to talk to three people at once. So this refers to a bunch of the laws. You're looking at the flyer that says no to laws that punish the poor. This is sort of about Coonerty's record, but it's also about the city council's record. That's what they do here. Are you local or out of town?
I'm a local.
Uh-huh. So you should know that is what they do. They're going to be having another meeting on Tuesday. That happens at City Hall. And mostly what they do is they have passed bad laws, and then they just let the police go and enforce them and do nothing to support the folks who are suffering under those laws. So, for example, it's illegal to sleep outside, but they don't provide any services or that are enough to deal with the homeless population that has to sleep outside. So they're constantly hiding from the police. That's one of the concerns I have.
Okay. I don't hate her.
If that helps.
Yeah.
So how long have you been to Santa Cruz?
Actually, I live in San Jose.
So how are things in San Jose for folks who are outside?
San Jose is nice. I mean, well, I know there's a lot of homeless people over there, but overall, I just think it's a nice city to live in.
How do the police treat people in San Jose?
They treat them fairly, but I would say that, yeah, that's all I can say about that for now.
Okay, and what about here in Santa Cruz? How have you been treated as a, would you call yourself a visitor or a worker here? How would you describe yourself?
Well, I'm a visitor and a local.
Uh-huh. So you're local, but your residence is in San Jose these days?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Is that because of rents or because of a job location or family?
No, it's just for living conditions.
What do you like better about San Jose than here?
San Jose is much more safer and it's a lot more friendly.
How long have you been in San Jose yourself?
For 28 years.
Wow. So, and when? How old were you when you moved there?
I mean, I've been living there since I was
a wee one.
Yeah.
So, do you have a sense that Santa Cruz is unsafe for you, or just more that San Jose is safer?
It depends. I mean, sometimes, you'll never know what's going to happen over there. I mean, some people can be nice, some people can unprovoke something, and yeah, you'll never know.
And what about over here?
Over here is much more safer. As long as you mind your own business, then you should be fine.
And you haven't had any problems over here?
No.
Anything you want to say? This will be archived and played once on the net radio tomorrow. It's not the actual broadcast radio. It's a net radio that you can get if you tune in to the Huff website or the Free Radio Santa Cruz website.
It's like, no, it's Huff. I don't want to be.
Okay, I'm actually actually have to go right now, but thanks for your time.
And again, we've been talking with?
Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
So you'll probably notice in the conversations I had with Kevin, he seemed to contradict himself in some ways. I didn't notice it at the time, probably because I was trying to talk to two or three people at the same time and give out flyers. It was too many things on my mind simultaneously. But people sometimes express different feelings. I think I may be thinking of someone else, but someone I spoke to during that protest period said that he lived with his mother and that his family, and that was perhaps that was one of the reasons that he stayed in San Jose, because I think that was a person who stayed in San Jose who said that. But it's interesting how people can come up with contradictory things. There are different aspects of their experience, you know, and that's interesting. It shows that you have to kind of, you know, knead the bread, so to speak. You have to kind of work things around, sometimes by talking to other people to really figure out what you're thinking about something, what your final opinion is, and it's I think it's always a work in progress. Anyway, here's some folks from Fresno who you're going to hear a later, perhaps a longer conversation with, but that happened some days before. But here is Jasmine.
Jasmine, who is an expatriate, or at least a visitor from Fresno. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you?
And you were at the Santa Cruz Homeless Union meeting, and somehow you made your way here. How did you get to come to this?
Because in Fresno, I was an activist for the homeless, and I feel like we need to all stand together, and we need to fight for this, because it's not right how they treat us.
And you are, in fact, you're also often homeless, right?
I'm homeless right now, I mean, because I live here in Santa Cruz now, and because I'm not from Santa Cruz, they won't help me. Jeremy and
Jeremy Leonard.
Yeah, and what's the lady's name? Jen and Erica. They won't help us. They refuse to help us.
And what did you ask? And what did they say?
They said that all they could do for us is send us back to Fresno.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, did they give you a ticket? Hey, man.
No. If we wanted a ticket, they would pay for our ticket.
And this is your compatriot here.
Yeah, this is my compatriot.
And again, this man's name is
Augie.
Of course, Augie, you remind me, I kind of remember, yeah.
Any kind of real... He's
interviewing me right now.
Transparency.
Yeah. And any kind of real public
input. So, Augie, what's been happening in the last couple of days for you here in Santa Cruz? Good, bad, indifferent?
We've experienced a different kind of prejudice.
Tell me about it.
It's a type of prejudice that's not against any particular race or culture. It's kind of prejudice.
Economic prejudice?
Well, no, it's toward the homeless.
People who look visibly poor.
Yeah. You know, some of them not necessarily don't even look poor. Like some of the people that are homeless don't look homeless. They don't look poor. You know, they come in all, the homeless come in all colors and all political, you know, backgrounds. Like,
how have you been treated in restaurants, or have you been into any restaurants?
How have we been treated in restaurants?
Restaurants, they treat us okay. I mean, it depends. Like, some people look down on you, some people...
Santa tends to be a little bit more lenient toward the homeless, though. They're more accepting of the homeless than Fresno does. Fresno over there, there's a lot of knuckleheads, you know, and as such, they tend to... be a little bit rougher around the edges over there. So they come kind of tough with it, and they come kind of harsh with
it. How long were you living in Fresno?
All my life, minus the 10 years that I was here last time, living here in Santa Cruz from 92 to 2002. And then military.
Why did you leave Santa Cruz?
Because my wife at the time wanted to go back to Santa Cruz. I mean, go back to Fresno. I never wanted to leave when I came the first time. I wanted to stay here forever, and I was kind of forced to go back by my wife.
And what brought you back here now?
As soon as I got separated from my wife, I came back to Santa Cruz after 43 years.
Yeah. Would you like a flyer?
After 43 years.
Sure.
I could take
one. You can take both. I can take either if you want.
Yeah, first chance I got after 43 years, that woman, I loved her to death, but it was time to move on. And I came, first thing I did is I came right back to Santa Cruz. I brought my friend with me, Jasmine, and you know, us both being experiencing the homeless thing back in Fresno and whatnot. We kind of bumped heads at times with the mayor of our city back in Fresno.
I've been talking with again.
Augie Osuna.
Anything you want to?
You can find me on YouTube at Augie Star 68 LE1.
If you can get that, you can find Augie on YouTube. How do you spell Augie?
A U G G I E.
So you got to remember that one.
That's S-T-Y-L-E, all one word, Augie Style, at...
Now do it again slowly.
What's my email?
Augie
Style 68 and LE1.
Yeah, okay.
Augie Style 68 and
LE1
on YouTube.
Fair enough. I'm doing this for free radio. What's your first name?
Cole.
And what... What led you to be so foolish as to stop at this stand?
People asking, I suppose.
And so you were sort of coaxed over here.
Yeah, I don't have a good excuse to say no.
You don't have to say no to do whatever you want. I want to remind you of that. Don't allow yourself to be bulldozed or blah-blahed into anything particular. Are you familiar with the homeless situation in Santa Cruz?
More or less. I'm familiar with the extent of it, but I don't know many of the details.
Are you yourself living outside?
No.
And are you living in fine, reasonable rental situation?
I've more than what a human needs.
And are you a working person, if you wish to say?
Not right now. I have an internship and I'm a musician, but I'm not getting paid right now.
What kind of music do you play?
Whatever I feel like, I suppose.
And an example of your instrument is?
Guitar and voice, and then I play piano and some other things, but...
Do you ever do any street singing, or...?
I've done a few open mics. I'm looking to do more, but I'm still in that process.
And if people wanted to hear you, do you have a website?
I don't, but they'll hear me soon enough.
And what is your brand name?
I don't know yet. Probably just my name.
Which again is?
Cole?
Cole.
I won't make promises before I decide.
Yeah. You can make promises and then break them. Isn't that what the politicians do?
You know? Yeah.
Okay. And if it's good enough for Don, and if it's good enough for Mr. Biden, why isn't it good enough for you? Come on. Have I driven you to drink?
It's coffee.
Indeed. That's a good idea, actually. Are you... So your rentals are reasonable, you're telling me. Or at least your rental is reasonable.
I live with my parents right now.
And actually, Cole is the one who lived with his parents. Not Kevin, I guess, but onward.
And so, a lot of people do, I guess, yeah. Well, if you want to educate yourself more about this issue, here's the flyer I wrote, which is about... The reason I'm here, actually, is because I'm supportive of the person who's trying to defeat Coonerty, because Coonerty has a very bad record as mayor and council member around homeless issues. He helped to pass laws that made it criminal to, for example, sit in a vehicle inside in a parking lot for more than 15 minutes... or even to enter a parking lot unless you're going there, walking directly through, or retrieving or parking a vehicle. They're trying to kind of move away homeless people, make it uncomfortable for them. It's, for example, there's a camping ban which makes it illegal to sleep outside generally, and although it isn't everywhere in force. They go after communities of people that are trying to help each other or trying to get help from other people and essentially destroy their property, drive them away, fence off the area where they were sleeping. This happened recently on Coral Street. So that's why I'm here. So. And you're here because you just happen to be passing by.
That's how it goes.
So next time you do some playing, give a call. The number of this organization is on the back of that flyer. It's the Huff. And we will try to recruit you to sing, play, and compose some homeless songs about civil liberties.
Perhaps.
If it moves you, of course.
Yeah. I've written about adjacent stuff, but really it's, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking for promises. I'm just offering you coaxing.
Oh, I appreciate the offer. It's more about I don't know what I'm going to write about.
Yeah. Well, you know, who does until they start? You know, what do you do?
Not always a choice.
And again, we've been talking with
Cole.
Anything you want to say, Cole, yourself, that I haven't touched on, because I haven't touched on much here.
I don't know. I'm not good with words.
You do okay.
Thank you.
And now we're going to revisit a song which I played, I think it was half of, but we didn't get to the rest of it. It's Itsuno David Rovick's song, Everybody's Welcome. It got interrupted by equipment failure, but we carry on.
To Portland, I was so glad to see signs posted everywhere, wherever you may be, that proclaim unequivocally we welcome everyone, whatever kind of person, wherever they come from. We welcome all the immigrants, most especially those fleeing persecution. We love those refugees, be they LGBTQ, red or black or brown. We love to see those kind of folks here in Portland town. Yes, everybody's welcome, but there's a little hitch. If you wanna move to Portland, first you gotta be rich. Trauma of your youth, or if you're on a mission to find your real truth, if you're undocumented, you'll find sanctuary here in the land of naked bike rides and microbrew beer. Yes, everybody's welcome. There's a little hitch. If you wanna move to Portland, first you gotta be rich. You can ride a skateboard or go floating in the river, climb the mighty mountains that'll make your heart quiver. But if you wanna live in a building rather than a tent, first you need to make six figures so you can pay the rent. Yes, everybody's welcome, but there's a little hitch. If you wanna move to Portland, first you gotta be rich. Yes, everybody's welcome, but there's a little hitch.
So after the protest was over, sat down at a restaurant meal with video journalist Wes White, who you'll hear me talking to. He went into the Bookshop Santa Cruz with one of our activists, Kevin, carrying a sign about Killer Coonerty and denouncing his treatment of the homeless and enabling of a Palestinian killings and so forth, hence the flyer Killer Coonerty, and this is what he told us.
So today is the 22nd of August. I'm here at the Santa Cruz Diner with errant video journalist and hamburger aficionado, Wes White. Hi, Wes.
Hello, sir.
And I understand you have been parading around in the bookshop Coonerty, as I call the bookshop Santa Cruz, with some kind of a sign?
Yeah, so I guess I got coerced into following Kevin Rothwell into the bookshop Santa Cruz.
Why did he coerce you?
I mean, I suppose I'm easily impressionable.
Could it be the only one who had a video camera in the group?
Maybe, yeah, no recording, and I had no problem. I'm like, sure, yeah, why not?
And what happened as you did give us a step-by-step sense of how that went, and what was the sign that he was carrying?
Interesting. The sign said, like, AI Coonerty or something on it, you know, larger poster size.
Oh, Killer Coonerty, perhaps.
There we go. Yeah, the same one that you got on there.
And you were saying?
Let's see. We walked in. I was following Kevin inside and walked in front of him. He walked pretty slowly at first, and maybe we got to the cash registers, and they started speaking. I don't recall exactly what he said, but the same thing he was saying outside. And walking through, we made it at least halfway through the store, and a supervisor guy came over, said, he's going to ask us to leave. And he said, well, I'm just going to make my circuit and go. And he's like, no, you have to go now. He's all, or else I'll have to call the owner, and then we, they can figure out what to do. And he's all, I'd like to meet the owner. And, he's all, okay. So walked a little bit further. Another guy showed up, and I don't know if he's management or a relative of the owner or something. He was pretty rabid, and then...
In what way was he rabid?
He was upset. He was not very happy that Kevin was still going and I was following him.
How did he express his upsetness?
That's you're going to have to watch on the reruns to figure out exactly
what he videoing said. This whole thing. Did you ask his permission to video?
I forgot.
You forgot, I see. And did anyone ask you to stop videoing?
No.
Did anyone want a special cameo?
The shorter guy with the short beard, he started saying things, and then the owner, the sister, showed up and he was taking our pictures, so I started looking at her, and she's like, you're both banned from the bookstore. Forever. And
did she promise to say it in musicals, so with verses?
She should have had a little witch's hat on and stuff, you know? Yeah, no.
Did you ask for her autograph?
I forgot.
You're very, very forgetful these days, there, Wes.
You could have warned me about it or coached me on it, you know?
What did you end up doing? Did you end up completing the circuit of the bookshop?
We made it about 3/4 of the way. In fact, they wanted to send us out through the back door, but Kevin's like, wait, no, I'm from the front. So they escorted, they marched him out.
The appropriate thing to have done at that point was to said, I want to use the bathroom. But you failed to do that. Because it is a city-funded bathroom.
Now, see, I did not know that. And
I thought I told him that, but maybe you didn't tell him today.
No. I probably likely would have needed a reminder.
I think it would have been kind of fun just to see
where that went.
Well, I know when I did it, because they had this speaker who was there, and there was a big crowd, and there was a protest outside regarding some police armament issue or abusive issue. It had to do with Salinas, actually. Salinas sheriff or something. And it was Salinas sheriff, some official.
The 482 thing?
I don't know, it was about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 or 8 years ago, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Longer, I don't know. And he, with me was Bradley Allen, who's, as you know, a video photographer, maybe you don't know, for indie media. And he was out there covering the event outside,
And there'd been a march, perhaps, or maybe it just gathered there. But there was also this event happening inside. And so I said, well, I'll go into the store, because the bathroom is funded to the city. So, you know, I think I have that right to access it, even if I'm banned from the store itself. That's tough. Tough for the poor folks, you know, anyway, want to meet up in there. So he said, oh, I want to video that. So he went with me videoing, and about, I don't know, about a fifth of the way into this, through the crowd, it was quite a crowd in there, Neil Coonerty confronted me, who's the older Coonerty, and he said, get out of here, you know, and I said, I'm going to use the bathroom, Neil. Can you direct me to the bathroom? And he said, leave. And I said, which way shall I go? To the bathroom. And he said, you have to leave. And then he noticed Bradley was filming him, and he started going after Bradley. And I realized it was such a crowd, I wasn't likely to make it to the bathroom without, you know, a long time. And since Bradley was now being distracted, and the video would not be videoing me, I didn't have the protection of the video, so... We obviously need two video people, one to protect me, one to protect the video person, and then I can go and protect the video, the first video person.
There you go.
Something like that.
Actually, that's kind of how we do, if there was to be an ICE encounter, you know, you have people that are trying to directly interact, and you have a video person from there, and then you have another video person videoing outside of that scene, including that closer video person. So we're looking at like a five-person team, a couple people, hopefully.
Have you ever done that?
To actually block. We've just had, you know, hypothetical situations like that, training. Looking at a five-person team that way. And somebody else to write notes. Two people to actually interact. One person to video, and then another person from further away.
So Wes, you came over here all the way from Salinas for this protest, which certainly probably, how do you view it, if you were to describe it as a successful, unsuccessful, mediocre, awe-inspiring, and this is a serious question, I'm not just trying to fish for compliments or ego support necessarily, so.
I guess maybe we should just made it more of an anti-Coonerty instead of a pro any other candidate. So then that way it was just, you know, an egg on one person. Because as we were leaving, you know, he's like, find out who Coonerty is and vote for Amy Jim Mills. The chick's like, well, that's going to make her lose votes now because you're just harassing small business. So
who said that?
The owner, the gal.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, what else would she say?
Well, exactly. How are you going to convince people that were never going to vote for you anyway that, you know, oh, you've insulted their friend?
She isn't serious. She was making a demonstration. Anybody listening? Anybody listening to the video, for that matter.
I thought Sean Doherty's comments were spot on.
What did you say?
That's, you're gonna have to watch it on the reruns. I've been on a strike, dude. I used to have a whatever eidetic kind of memory, but
not at this point.
I like the camera. I've gotten lazy, I guess, you know. And I don't want to misquote, but he was pretty accurate with what he was saying. About to watch it on the reruns.
And we have been talking with
Wes White, Salinas Monterey County Homeless Union.
And Wes, I should point out to anybody listening that there are videos that you post quite regularly on John Doe 13K YouTube. That is YouTube channel that you can reach by putting those two words together, the first word being John, J-O-H-N, the second Doe 13K, and actually it's kind of a compilation of words, but or symbols or letters, D-O-E 13K, and you can get your collection of videos, what's the most recent video you've done you want to bring forward that you think people should take a look at.
Well, if you're a vegan interested in animal rights at all, animal abuse, there was a bull that just got put down not too long ago, and so we recorded a protest in front of the Salinas Rodeo and in front of the Gilroy Rodeo. Those are two recent ones. There was a swastika and N-words found at the Castroville Rec Center a couple months ago, so I'm following that.
By N-word, are you saying nigger? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, hate
speech. Dare I say...
Hate speech at a rec center, and that's concerning, because you know, that's children, so we're teaching the kids. We need to teach kids.
Okay, thank you.
So, several days before... on Wednesday, actually, it was, and that's every Wednesday there's a meeting of the Santa Cruz Homeless Union, at least there has been up to now, and they may continue, though the building they meet in is sort of under construction. It's the Red Cavalry Church at Cedar and Lincoln in Santa Cruz. We're meeting in the fireside room, but the ground is being kind of dug up around them. We are having trouble with it. Some of our last few meetings. In fact, we met on the steps outside the church, and that happens every Wednesday at 3:30. So if you want to, you're welcome to come check it out. Any of you listeners who are interested in homeless civil rights or services or official oppression of people who are on the streets, or even unofficial oppression, any kind of oppression. We're going to be following some of the discussion because Augie and Jasmine, who you heard earlier, who eventually attended our protest and made a few comments, have more comments about life in Fresno and what they've experienced, and here they are.
Today is the 19th of August. I'm talking with Augie from Fresno and with Jasmine from Fresno, who are activists who have here. What brings you here, you guys?
The beauty of Santa Cruz.
The beauty of
Santa Cruz. And I lived here before in Santa Cruz in the past, from 92 to 2002. I'm sorry. Yeah, from 92 to 2002 I was here. And I have an aunt and uncle that are still here, Nick and Cynthia Brodovich. And I did nothing but boast about the beauty of Santa Cruz to her the whole time. She stayed with my wife and I, and we finally got the opportunity for me to bring her to see.
Did you bring several thousand dollars for a few weeks' rent?
No, I didn't. So we kind of came unexpectedly, and even though we're both millionaires soon, right now we're still broke.
I see. Well, that can happen.
Actually, we came thinking, you know, we could help housing over here. But the homeless advocates, Jeremy and Jen, they won't help us because we're not from Santa Cruz.
Well, we don't want your kind around here.
Even if you were from Santa Cruz, they just hadn't gotten to that checkbox.
Well, but today I see him talking to a sheriff for like 20 minutes.
And interestingly enough, Jeremy Leonard is... a fellow who interviews people before they get admitted, if they get admitted. In fact, he's sort of the gatekeeper. He and his colleagues, the two other people that Jasmine and Augie mentioned, who kind of make the decisions about who gets into the shelters, the shelter programs. And apparently they are interested in... I mean, I don't know. This is one case. I don't know. I have heard it said at different points that the city is trying to drive away folks, and I've gotten this impression, as you can hear from what I've been saying throughout this netcast, from Santa Cruz to get rid of their visible homeless, to show they've solved the homeless problem by eliminating them, sort of like the Israelis are solving the Gaza problem. Ethnic cleansing. In this case, it's economic or social cleansing. And the fact that this is sort of one interesting example, being told they won't get shelter because they're from Fresno and they can't, only local people need apply. I don't know if that is necessarily the conclusion, but I wonder.
They're trying to be on good
relations with the local police. But what you say you left Fresno. What's going on there, if you want to say anything about it?
We have a mayor that is, he likes to give young girls pills.
Former positions were what?
He was the chief of police, and then all of a sudden the mayor. There was no election, but all of a sudden he's our mayor. And he had his daughter beat up and raped because she was a bulldog. He had his son beat up because he's gay. Has his niece in prison because his house got raided and they found drugs in his house. He made his niece take the rap.
He's a strict disciplinarian.
But now, if you go against him, then it's all bad. And we went, because there's a thing called the heart team over there, which they come and take, they're the homeless police over there, and they come and take all our stuff and just throw it in dumpsters and laugh at us.
That sounds like we would never do that here.
Yeah, that's called the heart team, and we recently protested the hiring of a second part of the heart team,
it was for gangs and drugs. But they were going to target the homeless is all they were going to do. Yeah. Because then, Fresno, if you sit down, if you stand up, if you're at a corner, you go to jail.
Wow, to jail, huh?
Yeah, you go to jail.
You go to jail, and then you get a $500 ticket. Then if you
what is the charge?
Because they have in Fresno, you're not allowed to be homeless. There's a law against being homeless. Which I
but
think
they don't use the H word.
We're unhoused.
Oh,
unhoused.
When isn't that much gentler?
When me and on February 7th, 2024, me and my best friend were sleeping behind one of my best friends was sleeping behind the dollar tree, and we got hit by a drunk driver.
Oh God.
And he's seen it coming and put his body over mine, and he died on impact.
Wow,
that was how long ago?
2 years ago. And
may he rest in peace.
The girl that hit him.
I'd like to give a shout out to him. His nickname was Diablo, but his real name was Edward Austin.
But the girl.
That's traumatic, man.
The girl
may
that.
May he rest in peace.
The girl that.
He literally saved her life. He gave his life to literally save her life.
That's the highest level any of us could ever hope to attain. Right? Like giving up your life so somebody else can live.
Didn't we say that? Didn't say that? That's the ultimate sacrifice.
But the girl that hit us because she's related to our mayor, Jerry Dyer, and Bobby Salazar. And Bobby Salazar is another known criminal in Fresno, but owns all the bars.
You know, he owns a chain of restaurants called Bobby Salazar's. And like she said, he's got his own background. And him and Jerry are very good friends.
And she's related to both of them. Well, she...
The drunk driver that hit her is related to both of them.
She got 5 years and did 4 months on 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 months.
You mean when she got out of the hospital, you mean?
She wasn't in the hospital.
The driver.
They hit her inside the bar.
And the driver, okay.
She got 5 years, which they could have changed to murder because she admitted in court all she wanted to do was drift. But because of who she's related to and who she is. But now me, I'm 13 years old, and I stabbed somebody for trying to touch me, and I get 12 years. That's how fucked up our system is.
Now, you guys are activists in Fresno. How's the homeless scene there in terms of, are there anybody organizing, any kind of a union there?
They get all this money, and they're supposedly helping the homeless, but they pick and choose who they help.
Yeah, we know some advocates that are very dedicated and very loyal to the community, the homeless community.
Fresno would be Des Martinez, right?
Yes, Des and Brandy.
You know Des? I know Des because I was
young. Brandy, yeah.
I'm following a story right now on the Poverello House.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
They took like a couple of million dollars to provide a housing situation and did not do it. And now they can't count for the money.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. Okay. See, it's sad because the man that started that place, that's not what he would have wanted. That's not what he wanted.
He wanted to keep.
I'm sorry. It's just emotional for me because that man right there saved my life. He used to before he even had the pub, he would quit his job and go give everybody peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. He started off with this little tiny building, and all he wanted to do...
He started off out of his car,
And all he wanted to do was help, and they turned it into this...
Multi-million dollar
company, and they're supposedly helping, but they
are, but they aren't.
They do what they want.
They help. They, they help and they don't get, and they pick and choose who they want to help.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I mean, it's not just for everybody to get housed in their compound or whatever else. It's like they pick and choose who they want to help.
I never once got housed because of who my family is. Because my last name is fucking Priest. No one likes that in Fresno, so
She's part of a family known as the Muhammads. Her last name is Fernandez, but her maiden name is...
I'm not married.
We know what you mean. You're...
My dad's last name is Muhammad. Yeah. My mom's Muhammad.
Her dad's family, they're an organized family. They're a family of organized crime in themselves. They're known in Fresno as the Muhammads. And everybody knows who they are, including the feds. And unfortunately for her, she's part of that family, but she chooses not to live like that. She chooses not to be part of that lifestyle. She chooses not to have any dealings with them whatsoever for the most part. And, you know, on the other hand, you know, she was raised Muslim. And, you know, that was most of your life, right?
Until
about 3 years ago when I introduced her to the Christian thing. And she kind of was receptive to it, so she dropped that, what do you call that? What you guys wear on your faces? Yeah. She stopped wearing all that.
A little closer.
She stopped wearing what?
The jihad.
The jihad is the holy war, right?
No, yeah, but it's also called the jihad.
Okay,
the
okay.
Get up.
Okay. Yeah, she gave that up and
In the job, you mean?
The job.
It's where, that we cover our face with and the dress that we wear.
The Muslim ladies.
I think they're talking about a hijab, but not sure.
Yeah,
because
the only thing that a man can see is your eyes.
According to their religion, the only thing that a man should be able to see is the only one supposed to see their eyes. That's it. Nothing else. But
I haven't been in trouble for talking to you guys right now, because you guys are men. Stop being like that. That's why your face should be.
I'm going
to
report you myself.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, see, I'm actually an ordained minister with Set Free Ministries, and I'm in the flesh right now by choice. You know, unfortunately.
Is there any protesting going on in Fresno of any kind?
We protest against that. I fight with the cart team would come every day and start throwing people's stuff in the dumpster. And I would tell them, like, by law, by the state of California, a house, all you have to have a house is four walls. So anything with four walls is considered a house. A tent, a car, a shed.
There's different forms of protesting. One would be obviously, you know, the signs and out front of an establishment.
No, people don't do that there. People are scared.
You get in trouble, huh?
Let me finish. Some of us have a little bit more power than others for the better, and we have the power of the microphone, which is something you can relate to being on radio. When you say free radio, what's it called?
Free radio.
Yeah.
Well, free radio on the net, actually.
Right. Well, her and I, we're able to attend city council meetings to take the podium whenever we need to speak against our mayor.
For all of 2 minutes? You mean that sort of thing?
No, three minutes.
3 minutes. Oh, okay. Well, that's
3 minutes and then the bus.
You're ahead of us.
Matter of fact, we can share a video with you in a second.
The sheriff.
Of our last...
A lot of people in 3 minutes if it's a busy meeting.
Yeah, we actually...
It's a good
way to get the word out.
When we went to the last one, we were protesting three more... Okay, the hard team is the homeless police, and they're ruthless as it is. They literally, that's all they dedicate themselves to.
They're like the Nazis in the German army. That's
then,
the same, you
so
know, same
our
level.
Mayor wants... So they had a budget meeting, and our mayor wanted to add three more officers, but these ones...
Not that is more than three. Here's more than three.
I don't know. Whatever. These ones were going to be even worse because there was going to be a part two to the heart team, and it was going to be dedicated to homeless and gang members.
Wow.
And
not gang members, but to the homeless.
No, but it was also gang members.
Okay.
It was the Bulldogs. Because that's where Crackers was. That's why Crackers went.
Yeah.
And, so we went and we sat on the podium and we said, like, the truth. And the city council ruled with us. But our mayor went and overrided it because he's the mayor.
And
I hired the officers anyway.
And at this point, it's time for another one of those musical breaks. I believe this one is called If Wars Were Engineered from the Belly of the Beast. Thank you.
minds were so largely fed by massive corporations with certain expectations that there's a quid pro quo involved in these elections. Though the leaders all deny it, how could they not? It would smash all the credibility they think they've got. And of course they will all say it is an accident of birth that the U.S. is the biggest oil exporter on earth. And if wars were engineered from the belly of the beast, then there'd be one in Russia and one in the Middle East. Other things presumably affect their thinking. Which country should be bombed? Which ship should we be sinking? Which is more profitable, stability or half the world burning in World War III? With pipelines bombed and refineries in flames, one might start to wonder about some kind of great game, forcing Asia and Europe to get in line and buy the oil that we refine. Yes, if wars were engineered from the belly of the beast, then there'd be one in Russia and one in the Middle East. Crazy conspiratorial thinking surely is at play to question the integrity of the American way. Spending $1 trillion a year on buying the silence of anyone against ruling the world through violence. On behalf of the industrialists and the billionaires who have captured a country and made it all theirs. With a war machine that they can play with like a toy. And now they have so much more than fat men or little boy. If wars were engineered from the belly of the beast, then there'd be one in Russia and one in the Middle East. If wars were engineered from the belly of the beast, then there'd be one in Russia and one in the Middle East. Then there'd be one in Russia.
Badly. He is known to have bodies on himself, but no one does anything.
In other words, he's been known to have had murders carried out.
Ask Des about him. Like he goes out, he's wrong. He's wrong.
So what kind of organizing have you got going on there? Because this is a, you know, this is meeting Santa Cruz Homeless Union, as I understand it. Right, President?
A homeless union or a homeless chapter there?
Well, the homeless advocates out there, like, they're all good homeless advocates, but none of them get along.
Des is not part of the homeless union anymore, but she still does advocacy, and we're actually still connected. She just doesn't like Anthony very much.
Yeah.
And so what's the problem? Why factionalism? What do you...
There's certain people that... I don't even know Anthony. He's the one that... He works for Sam. Okay, there's certain people that are supposedly there to help the homeless.
Who was it that sat us down?
That was Sam. That was the chief of the homeless person.
He's the one that sat me down beside us on the day?
Yeah, but they say that they're there to help, but in all reality, all they're trying to do is destroy us and punish us. And
he sat us down and wanted to pick our brains, and you know, with the illusion of he wanted to help, and he made this big old list of all these recommendations that we made to him, and
they never went anywhere.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But then, in all fairness, though, we end up taking off.
No, we were there for a month after that. No, that same day, Brandy, which is another one of the homeless advocates, we were all at the same meeting, and he just started going off on her. telling her why. These people don't want help. They're just talking shit about us.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't hear them what you're saying. Like, that's just how it is there. Like,
when was your last meeting with this group?
Oh, no, it was right before we left. We had, we went to, well, okay, over there, it's more the LBGY, LB.
They take the lead, they take the lead in,
What is the LB?
LGBTQ.
They're the ones that protest. And
yeah, they're the main ones that,
What are the issues that they protest or that and you share with them, if any?
More
places for the homeless to shower.
Yeah, they were trying to get showers for us. They were trying to get, like,
more places for the homeless to
sleep. Like, they wanna get a lot and be able to put tents on that lot for everybody.
That's where we met before, is the shower I did next to the Food Not Bombs a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and then we met some guy the other day, last weekend, was Saturday or Sunday, over here from the Food Not Bombs.
Mm-hmm.
We met him and he told us about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking for you this weekend. Yeah. I was like, where is he? I need a shower.
Yeah, here's the kicker.
Because I'm still learning. I've only been here a month, so I don't really know Santa Cruz.
We had a friend named Diablo, a.k.a. Edward Austin is his real name. May he rest in peace. He's the one that was hit by the car the day that she died. They both died that day, but obviously they resuscitated her in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. And Edward wasn't so fortunate. We lost a good man that day. We really truly did. And I wouldn't say that about a whole lot of people, but you guys got to bear with me because I have congestive heart failure, and as a result,
you're doing fine, man. Don't worry.
Kind of,
it's all right. No problem.
They told me a few years ago that I would. I was going to be experiencing memory loss, and I thought at the time that they meant at the time that I had my heart attack, but turns out they meant in the future.
Yeah, well, I've already forgotten your name, so you better remind me again.
Yeah, so.
What's your name?
Augie.
You know that. You're in good shape.
Yeah.
I'm Augie Osuna, and this is Jasmine Hernandez, a.k.a. Jasmine Muhammad.
I know that some years ago there was an injunction that they had to hold off from the homeless for about 10 years from 2007 to 2017 or so. That was a while ago. That was, 20 years ago. Has there been any action from any lawyers or other legal folks who tried to help?
Well, mine is our attorney that's handling my lawsuit against the girl. He's very into it. Like, he's actually won lawsuits against the Paparella House, against city council, the city. Like, he's like the only one I know that does it. But I've been thinking a lot lately, and I haven't said anything to him. But I want to try to get something like the one day we all like one day we all stand together as a group, like all over the country, and all homeless stand up and like, you know how they did the whole we against the world thing where everybody held hands, like just something to ignite us, because together we stand, and united we fall.
United
we stand.
Divided we
fall. Yeah, and like we need to be connected as one.
You realize the numbers,
it
gives you a real strong sense of power, man.
Yeah, and if we would all fight together, just for what is right, that's my biggest thing. What is right? We are human too, no matter what.
That's my thing. It's both of our thing, actually. We don't care what the cause is or what the name of the group is or what the race is. We don't care about any of that stuff. We only care about what's right. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong.
Have you got phone contacts still or not?
No, I keep my phone keeps getting stolen.
We do.
Being on the street, being homeless,
I understand.
Keep not missing.
I understand.
With damn phone. Ridiculous.
You were saying you might have some kind of contact.
I've been trying, because I'm actually trying to do it. I'm waiting for my money to come in for a documentary I'm trying to do.
We've actually started the process to do a documentary on the homeless, both in Fresno and here in Santa Cruz.
Hmm.
And we've already applied for the grants, and from the federal government. And as a matter of fact, we need to, we're done here. Maybe we can use someone's phone.
I don't have the
number. I know, but we can get, we 411 or whatever.
For Brandy? I don't know about
For Kevin or whoever. Okay. Our attorney is Kevin Little out of Fresno. But see what I'm saying, you threw me off. Oh, the grants, yeah, we got approved for the grants. Her and I are going to be the directors of the documentary, even though we never directed anything in our life, but we do have a professional director who is going to assist us on set and everything else, and she's going to take the title of assistant director on the credits on the document.
And when does it start, if it does?
As soon as the money comes in, we're supposed to start. But
we need to make a phone call now, as a matter of fact, because we can get the money there. I don't know.
But because certain circumstances with certain people have changed, a lot of shit happened right before we left, and it kind of like.
You mean among your supporters?
No, they're supposed to be my friends.
We are friends and supporters.
I thought of the two colors, like. I never thought that one of them would turn against me or any of that, but he did, and so I need to replace them, I'm not doing this because I want to be famous or anything. I want to put the truth out there. Everybody puts, when the mayor, I don't know how we hear, but over there, when the mayor talks about us or the news talks about homeless people, they always make us out to be bad guys. They always make us out to be, like, we're the worst of the worst. In all reality, homeless people are the most gentle, loving, honest people I know.
No phone contact at the moment, though.
No.
Gotcha.
And,
so if people want to reach you, they should go out to try to find you, pretty much.
They come to Santa Cruz to find us.
They can always send me on my email. I believe that... My old one I can't get into at all.
No, that's what I'm telling you.
So, but I opened up a new one. Our new phone numbers and or emails are forthcoming, so we'll have them one soon.
I'll give you my card.
Okay.
And you can call me and leave a message saying, help! You know, that sort of thing. And I'll just, I won't do much, but I'll put it out there and let people know that you're... calling out help.
We're going today to start a GoFundMe page. What is it?
GoFundMe page.
Yeah, to let our supporters and everybody know that we're in Santa Cruz and that we're having a problem being housed and everything else. And we try to get some finances together to help support our cause.
I can't get my welfare transferred over here because it's like a big old process of me getting hold of Fresno County. Fresno County doesn't ever answer, so. And it's not like I get a lot anyways. I get $296 in food stamps and $90 in cash for 3 months, and then it's gone.
Speaking of which, I need to do my SSI. I'm coming out there to just a part of it, and I've yet to submit my application for the SSI, or SSI. What do they call it?
SSI.
You might know something about that, Alicia. Do you know much about getting SSI for folks who are trying to transfer it from Fresno, things of that sort?
No, he doesn't have that. I just need my welfare.
Anyway, he's interested.
Well, I haven't even applied for it yet. I just started the process, didn't I?
We started that. Freddie started that.
We have an office here downtown that you can apply at, the Social Security office.
Yeah. But you know, another reason you guys couldn't hold me back is I'm going to need an address, right? For them to send me stuff right now. And now that I'm here, I need to get an address. So we were kind of trying to figure out how to do that.
Kids, hey, I'm going to take off. My back is really hurting.
Okay.
Let me know if you hear anything more about Saturday.
Okay, so Saturday, where's the bookstore?
So what have you heard, Krill, anything?
About Saturday, yeah.
Because, I wasn't organizing it, and I never volunteered to organize it.
All right, I'm just saying if you've
What I'm saying is I'm supporting it. Because I don't know, I don't even know if it's going to happen if no one's going to organize it. But if I do, I will put something out on the Huff email and contact you. Krill, are you planning to come to that thing on Sunday?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You guys are invited if you know where the Bookshop Santa Cruz is.
Call me.
How many bookstores are there here?
Any reports, Krill, on what's going on Coral Street?
Even around the corner.
Come on, the closer. is. We've got a lot of noise around here, thank you.
Well, that's all I know. There's no tents, no people there right now.
Everybody at the tannery, I guess?
I don't know. I haven't gotten a chance to speak to people much. I've been out of commission and a little bit sick.
Well, I don't allow them to
Poconip? Yeah. Any, anything else? Anybody reporting tickets anywhere in town you know about?
I mean, I just heard there was activity by the levee where they're doing vegetation restoration. I haven't gotten a chance to check that out myself either, so that's... So, light on information right now.
So there is another meeting today that another group I also work with called HUF meets Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. I think it was operational when you were around before, a little bit. You know, mostly a talk group of people who are housed, but some people are homeless a little bit. And we meet at Abbott Square, which is about 3 blocks from here. It's right in back of the Museum of Art and History on Front Street. You know the address on Front Street?
No.
I think it's 706. Front Street is 2 blocks over. In other words, there's Cedar Street is here, that's right here. Pacific Avenue is next, that's right there. And the next one over is Front Street.
And of course, HUF meets every Thursday, and that's at 706 Front Street in back of the in the Abbott Square open air plaza area at the very back. Starts at 1:30, goes to 3:30. That's on Thursdays. On Wednesdays is the Santa Cruz Union of the Homeless, which, as I mentioned before, I think is still meeting, although Keith has been having conflicts. He's the main organizer. Alicia did show up. She showed, although she didn't show for this Santa Cruz Union organized protest. So it's a mixed bag. People come when they can, and I'm glad when they do, and we share information, and we sometimes try to put out that information to the broader community. Meanwhile, there's a little music for you to consider coming up right now.
Department of War said to the AI Corporation, we'll tell you the score, you stick to your stations. Give us what we want and we'll pay you very well. Dare to complain, go straight to hell. Because we just want your compliance, not you making a walk scene, saying you don't like mass domestic surveillance or autonomous killing machines. The Secretary of War was shocked at what he read. Such intransigence, what the CEO said. You wanna be in our good graces, here's the drill. When we say do this, you say I will. Because we just want your compliance, not you making a walk scene, saying you don't like mass domestic surveillance or autonomous killing machines. Corporations all had better get in the queue. When the army says you will, you say I do. Don't be misanthropic, learn how to properly salute. Do what we tell you, ready, aim, shoot. Because we just want your compliance.